So let's do an inquiry, which is just, when do you recognize the gremlin in yourself? When do you use humor, or when do you use humor as cover for attacks? When do you poke other people's vulnerable places just for the heck of it, right? It's like, you know, they have a spot and you can't resist poking it. When you shake your head and say, I never do that, then you have more of a detective. Because yes, you do. The question is just when. And this is going to be a theme throughout all the... look, we are going to look at one unpleasant aspect of your personality part after another, right? This is what we're going to do for the rest of the year. Just get used to it. For all these things, or most of these questions, you will be tempted to say, I don't do that. Because of course you don't. Because you want to be a nice person. So all the inquiries are not, do you do it? It's, when do you do it? When do you do this? Right? When do you poke other people's vulnerable places? You know, and actually, think about it. What is the best way to poke other people's vulnerable places and not get caught? If you don't even know you do it yourself, right? That's the best cover. So, a clue, if you're blank, right? How many people know they do it sometimes? How many people go like, yeah, I do that? Okay, we have a couple of people. How many people say, maybe? I don't know. I'm open to it, but I don't know. And the rest of you, would you say, I don't think I do that? Honestly, I don't think I do that. Good. Now, if you say, okay, if you think you don't do it, you're not just going to go sit down and then think of situations, right? Because you think there are none. A clue is, when have you experienced other people expressing hurt and accusing you of hurting them, and you're baffled as to why, because you think you didn't do anything? Has anybody experienced that type of situation where people go like, they seem to be upset with something I did, but I don't think I did anything? Often you will ascribe it as other people just being overly sensitive. Caroline, you do know people who are overly sensitive.
I do know people who are overly sensitive.
Yes.
And if somebody tells me I hurt them, where I go to is, well, what have I done? I must have done something. But so I want to explore this, because I am blind to this, because I'm very mindful of...
Yes.
Because I really dislike this form of humor. And in a lot of the organizations I work in, it's a very common feature of the culture. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm doing like behavioral models, there's a behavior on this. It's known as an aggressive below the line put down. And it's what you're describing. So I really, when I see other people doing it, I don't like it. And I can't seriously think of a time that I've ever done that to anyone.
Maybe expand it a little bit and say, times when you take punches at other people in such a way that they can't complain about it. In such a way that you cover yourself. Right?
Well, if I say I was to say something, like somebody had an impact on me, is that what you mean? So if I said, oh, you hurt me, or I feel really angry with what you've done,
No, it's much more covert. So I'd say, think about situations where somebody... Have you ever experienced people exploding at you and you totally didn't see it coming?
Of course, you know that very well.
I know that very well, yes.
Yes.
In those situations, they look at you and see you've done something hurtful, and you are completely oblivious as to what that should have been.
That's fair
Yeah.
enough.
Those are that's a good place to start. And say like, did I do, was there anything that slipped out? Any attack that slipped out, and how did it slip out? Because this is like a real blind spot, right? This you can I mean you have to think hard about it. You go like, no, I think that person was just saw something that completely wasn't there.
I get that, and I get if I shout at someone, but I'm not getting the link with the humor and the putting somebody down. I'm not getting that link
That's
because
a
I
very like,
say I shout at
okay.
Craig, or I go whatever it might be.
Yeah.
I can't see me do that humor bit.
No, this is why I
It's
also
the
said
style.
because it many times it comes as humor or something like that,
Oh,
but
okay.
maybe broaden it a bit and think more like trolling behavior, right?
Well, can you again define troll? Because it's not really
Pushing
something I understand.
people's buttons in a way that seems innocent. Let's put it like that. Like, this is the thing about the humor, right? The humor appears innocent, but it isn't. There are other things that you can do that appear innocent, but actually it's a slight. It's a stab. So, Saul, do you have something for
I
this?
am literally struggling with this.
Yeah.
Can I just say something, Klaus? So I just
Yes.
wonder if this might, because I'm hearing what
Yeah,
Caroline's saying, I do understand. Could it be something that's like, for example, when someone is passive aggressive, right? So they speak in a particular way, but you feel something very different, right? Like it's a guarded, like it's like that. Is that what you're talking about, Klaus? So you might not say it.
yeah.
But it's kind of sometimes even in what you don't say, or in a look, or in a gesture, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And Alex, you have something?
Yeah, so actually, in that vein, an example I'm thinking about, not probably, but say, like with my ex-husband, right? I would be sometimes passive aggressive in a way of like, well, I assume you haven't gotten to this, so I did this, this, and this. Something like that.
Nice. Yeah.
But sometimes even like maybe a little less aggressive as in like, because I mean you could say that, right? Like, oh, I know you're busy, so I assume you haven't gotten to something, but it's all in that tone or like.
But see, this is like you could say it so that it sounds like you're really caring. You could even think you're really caring, but actually,
Yeah, I'm assuming that he's
it's a
not
put
on
down.
top of things
Yeah.
or
And I mean, we
You see,
get.
me and that, sorry.
What?
Sorry, go ahead and I'll say what I was going to say afterwards.
Okay. I mean, we're gonna get to different versions of this. The gremlin, the trickster, is a more playful, more light version of this. And then there are levels. It's just to open up the inquiry. So, Caroline, what did you want to say?
In Alex's example, I would be more likely to say, oh, for fuck's sake, why did you not do the tidy up? Or I wouldn't use the
Of course,
sarcasm because I
no.
don't like it.
You definitely have a part that is more direct in those times. We're gonna get to that one after the break. Right now, we just want to see like the other one where it's like playfulness that isn't really funny. Anyway, I think I've said enough. Oh, Rachel, you have something?
Yes, I'm really not getting this one either.
Okay.
This is not helping. And the only time I can think of that I might use it, and I don't know if this is valid, is against myself.
Sure, we'll take that one as well. Yeah, like when, for example.
Should I think of an example? I don't know, because I put on loads of weight and I might sort of poke fun at that. but myself for being fat rather than other people are being fat, but just like, oh, you fat cow, you've done this and all that. I don't know, but I wouldn't use it against other people, but I might use it against myself.
I'll take that as well. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, something like saying in passing, like, oh, the drama queen that I am, you know, something like that. Like,
let's include like those. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like you're being, it's almost cute, only it isn't, right? It's almost endearing, but it's not really. It hurts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel?
Another question. And can it be also maybe not said directly to the person? Because that's the only other example I could possibly think of. Would be if I'm talking to
somebody,
saying it about somebody else, but the person isn't there, so I'm like, well, it's not hurting them because they're not hearing it.
Sure, yes. The gossiping kind of thing, right? It's making a little bit of fun at somebody else's expense. It's nice, right? But it does do something, yeah. Have a go at it and see where you end up with it. Let's do 10:10 and 6:6:6, and we come back 5:30. Let me set up breakout rooms here. Okay, we'll see you back 5:30. Enjoy.